Okay, let's dive in. There's this question, right? It just keeps popping up everywhere in digital marketing.
You mean the is SEO dead question?
Exactly that one. And it feels like it's gotten, even louder now, especially since Google rolled out those AI overviews.
Ah, yeah, the one sitting right at the top of the
Right.
results.
And the big fear is, do those summaries just kind of hoover up all the clicks? Does it make doing traditional SEO sort of pointless?
That fear is definitely dominating the conversation. I hear it constantly. People see the AI, they immediately think, okay, game over for organic traffic.
My SEO work is basically worthless now.
Precisely.
But, okay, our mission for this deep dive is actually to look at something different. We found this specific piece of content, a source that gives a really sharp counter-argument to that idea.
Oh, interesting. What are we looking at?
It's a LinkedIn post from David Edwards. He's the founder of a company called Easy Gold.
Okay, David Edwards, Easy Gold.
Yeah.
And what makes his post stand out? Is it just an opinion piece?
Well, that's the thing. He wasn't just, throwing out a hot take. He explicitly says he ran a test.
A test. Why?
Because he kept hearing that SEO is deadline over and over. He wanted to see, what's actually possible right now in this new landscape.
So data-driven. I like that. He pushed back directly.
Directly. Against the whole idea that AI overviews are the nail in SEO's coffin. And the results he shared from this test are, they're pretty striking, assuming they hold up, of course.
Striking how? What did he claim they achieved?
He claims that in a really, really short time frame, he specifically says 3 hours, they did two key things.
3 hours. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, with just one piece of content targeting a specific phrase, golf course reading skills.
3 hours to do what exactly?
Get the number one organic ranking on Google.
Whoa, okay, 3 hours for number one. That flies in the face of pretty much all standard SEO practice, doesn't it? We usually talk weeks, months.
Absolutely. Decades of wisdom say that takes time, effort, backlinks, authority building.
Right. So that's the first big claim. What was the second?
The second is that they also got a citation, featured prominently inside Google's AI overview for that same search term.
Ah, okay. So not just the classic blue link number one spot, but actually inside the AI summary itself.
Exactly, which tackles that core fear head on, the fear that the AI summary just bypasses your site entirely.
It suggests you can actually win within the summary, not just below it. That's a different perspective.
It totally reframes it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It shifts from our AI overviews killing SEO to maybe, okay, how do you get featured in the AI overview?
And he tied this result, the speed, to something specific. He didn't just say, we got lucky.
No, he points to what he calls his secret sauce. He says it's linked to an exact AI-driven content framework.
An AI-driven framework.
Yeah. And he says it's baked into their product that's launching soon, this Easy Gold thing.
Interesting. Did he say anything about how it works or what it avoids?
He was pretty clear on what it isn't. He said no shady tricks, no 3 month wait for backlinks, things like that.
Okay, so positioning it against traditional, sometimes slower, or maybe black hat methods.
Right. He framed it as a repeatable process built for the search landscape after SGE, the search generative experience, the tech behind the AI overviews.
So built for this new AI reality, not just surviving it.
That seems to be the angle, yeah.
Okay, this raises a really interesting point then, just based purely on his claims. If, and it's a big if, but if a process using AI in a certain way can actually get you a number one spot and an AI citation in just 3 hours,
Yeah.
what does that imply about how Google might be evaluating content right now? Does it mean the old signals are dead? Or maybe this AI approach just accelerates fulfilling those signals in a way Google now understands post-SGE.
That's a fascinating thought. It really makes you question the time frame, the method. He
Yeah.
even talks about this framework being for people who are tired of watching AI summaries siphon your clicks.
Right, directly addressing the pain point.
Or people wondering how to win visibility inside those summaries. It's presented like a direct solution to that anxiety everyone's feeling.
So, looking at his post overall, it's basically him planting a flag and saying, hold on, organic search is very much alive.
Yeah, he even used that quote from Princess Anne, didn't he? About organic search dying on our watch. He said, not bloody likely.
Huh. Okay, pretty strong statement there.
So let's just recap the specific claims we pulled from this one source. He's arguing SEO isn't dead despite AI overviews. That's claim one.
Right. And claim two, it's not just alive, but you can get rapid results, really rapid.
Like position hashtag one and an AI overview citation, potentially in just 3 hours.
Crucially, using what he describes as a repeatable AI-driven process designed specifically for this current moment in search.
Exactly. No tricks, no long waits, just a new method for the new reality.
Okay. So based only on those specific claims presented in that LinkedIn post, here's something for you, the listener, to maybe chew on. What could it really mean for how we even think about creating content, about doing SEO, if results like a top ranking and an AI feature could genuinely happen in just a few hours?
If that kind of speed is possible with a repeatable AI-powered system.
Right. What does this one specific example suggest about how fast we might need to adapt our strategies and maybe even our tools for this new AI-driven search world? Is the timeline fundamentally shifting?